Can you talk about what happened to you back in 1994?
Yeah, I was a teenager. I was 15 years old in high school, and when the genocide started, my family was attacked. I ran away. I got caught. I was struck with a machete in my head, and I was left to die in these dead bodies. When I was rescued, of course, I had to face the reality, being 100% orphan. So I lived in a group home, refugee camps, orphanage, homeless, and later on, I was able to make it through sports, and that's how I ended up in America. I finished high school in Chicago, and I ended up going to Indiana University in South Bend, and completed my education, and I majored in criminal justice. And once I finished school, I was offered a job here, working for the city. That's how I ended up in Indianapolis.
Forgiveness is a big part of what you do here. Talk about how that has affected you and how that's made its way into essentially your ministry.
Yeah, so actually this is started off when I was in college, you know, because of a genocide, what I lived through. I used to have a lot of nightmares, headaches. So they pretty much, I was diagnosed with PTSD. But I had this anger and this, anytime I'll sit down and get angry for no reason, I start getting sick. But nobody could seem to be helping. The next day I went to our school doctor. And you can tell that she realized something was not right. And she encouraged me to start talking. So when I started talking about my issues, I started getting better. And when I was getting better, I felt like there's something missing. I decided to figure out what was going on, why I'm not happy. And, of course, I started Googling. Anybody I knew who went through what I went through. I read about Gandhi, Dr. King, and everybody has the word forgiveness. So for some reason, somehow, somewhere, I found Eva Cole. I said, what? I said, man, she lives in Terre Haute. That was like a, you know, I was living in South Bend, Indiana. This is beyond my imagination, right? This is like a, something I never thought. I wanted to talk to somebody who'd been through what I've been through. So I kept that in my mind that one time, one day, I'm going to see her. And I started learning and reading how forgiveness works. And that time, I do believe 2006, 2007, that's why I made my decision. I said, you know, I'm going to just let it go. All my anger, all my struggles were based on the people who killed my family, who abused my sisters. Those people were holding me hostage. And once I found forgiveness, that's what I said, you know what, I'm going to just let it go.
So you're saying in order to get to the point where you can forgive, you've got to get right by yourself.
Exactly.
Once you're totally healed, then forgiveness completes the process.
Exactly. I could not be happy because I was still holding on to anger. So I just had to dig and say, you know what? My parents will never come back. My teenage years will never come back. But at the same time, I need to be happy. In order to be happy, I need to let it go. To let it go, I have to forgive these people. Forgiveness is just like a delete. And that's what I'm trying to teach people. And that's what I learned from Eva pretty much, that she made a peace with whatever happened to her and she's trying to move forward.
And this doesn't just apply to people who have seen extreme adversity.
Exactly. You don't have to survive a genocide, a Holocaust, man. Everybody has a story. You can grow up in dysfunctional family, which is a lot in America. You know what I'm saying? My mom left. My dad left me. Oh, craziness, racism, it still exists in America. So, but people, instead of looking at the positive side and just come to conclusion that the solution is within you. And once you get the solution, once you get right, as you said, you get right with you, everything's right.